right now. Yeah. Right now. You know I got this pill still on me right now. Missed for yesterday, they looking for me right now. I swear I got a 100 on me right now. My top down to your bitch with me like right now. Right now, right now, right now, you see me in my zone. And I'm with all my niggas right now. And this shit can't get no realer than right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Automatic weapons let you niggas have it.
Niggas have
I pop this 40 cal, I catch your ass in traffic.
Nigga?
Fuck nigga, this shot rack. Like, did it make you take that? This effing in, put your wig back. Fuck nigga, I'm made for this. This dirt piece like Ludacris. Fuck, thought I was new to this. Mob affiliated, we some trill niggas. Don't make me put this chrome 9 in your grill, nigga. And it's my testimony, Lord. All my niggas scream in church, but they bust a chopper door. Then right back to the money, fuck some pussy niggas.
Pussy niggas.
Hey, yeah, nigga around me got no pussy in them.
Pussy in them.
Take you to your grave, we some body snatchers.
Yeah.
Put your brains in your lap, that's a fear factor. First 48, when you niggas hate. Homicide investigator, another murder case.
You know I got this feel still on me right now. Missed for yesterday, they looking for me right now. I swear I got a 100 on me right now. My top down to your bitch with me like right now. Right now, right now, right now, you see me in my zone. And I'm with all my niggas right now. And this shit can't get no realer than right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Yo, this your boy G-Gov, the governor. Man, sitting here with the president, Black Mac, and my old man. Well, we're just going to say WP. You know what I mean? You dig? That's good. That's fair to say. Mr. B. Mr. And just so y'all know, Mr. B also got a, he does a non-profit organization where he speaks to schools and young children about gangs, drugs and guns and violence. So if y'all want to, y'all can actually go to Facebook. He got a Facebook page. It's up under his name, Warren Barconia. Go to his Facebook page. Y'all can inbox him if you need anybody to come to any schools or do any type of speaking. Your person has been around the block probably more times than you is old. You do. Y'all live on Church Radio. Can't hate, you change haters. This your boy, G-Gov, the governor. We're going to be playing songs from the new YSL certified mix CD. Also, We got a hot topic today that we're going to discuss concerning Chicago, some of Chicago's most infamous, notorious gangsters of all times. The topic is, should Larry Hoover or Jeff Ford be released from federal prison? The reason why we're having this conversation is because they just released Larry Hoover from 24-hour lockdown into general population. Also, considering that the murders, the gang violence and the murder violence in Chicago, we want to know would it be a good move to release them, brothers? That's going to be our main topic today here on Church Radio. Don't go nowhere. Stay put. We're going to be mixing in, like I say, the music from the new mix album at the same time, getting this conversation on. Get your friends. Let them know, man. Grab that popcorn. Y'all call in 516-418-5501. If you're calling in, press the number to press the prompt to allow you to speak. So we'll know. We'll be back in a minute. Church.
Uh-huh. Golden Pimp White Music Group. It's your boy G Gunner, motherfucking government.
Uh-huh.
Black Mac. Yeah, baby. Yeah. The only thing man got against him is time. You don't have nothing else against him. For real. You can gain everything, but you can't gain time. Uh-huh. For real. Church.
Time is all I need. Put a gun of money up, living life indeed. Blessed it could be on these city streets. Shot 2 times, God let me breathe. Wasn't my time, God let me breathe. What do I do? I'm back on the street. Hanging with the dope boys, killers and G's. None of them fit right, I chose to pee. In time I'm prepping, proceeded to pee. It was good time, the clock's in G's. When it's your time, better watch the thieves. Time do tell who your friends to be. Watch the clock.
Yeah, for real. Golden Pimp White Music Group, baby. In time, motherfucker. Black Mac.
I put the pen to the pad and it's automatic go. When I open my mouth, I'm pouring out my soul. I'm sick like Vicks, but I don't got a cold. I'm a young pimp nigga with a style that's bold. In time, on time, with time, get time. Baby, don't slip, cause it's grip time. Fuck with a nigga on the flip side. Truth game getting spit like a Glock 9. No more ass out hard time. Nope. Just OG cushion hard line.
Right.
I came a long way from a hard grind. So turn the motherfucking lights up, it's showtime.
Tick tock, tick. 24 hours, but it's only 1 o'clock. Nigga trying to get at that $1 million spot. Extend my hours, fatten up my knot. No cocaine, no fork, no pot. But the game that I got still potent like drop.
Like drop, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Golden Pimp Boy Music Group, nigga. We in this bitch. Like we never left, you know what I'm talking about? Still UPS, nigga. Still G-Gov, nigga. Still Black Mac, nigga. Still Prince Famous, nigga. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? In your motherfucking face, giving these niggas a good look. You know what I'm talking about, niggas that's really living it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, spin games to the people. You know what I'm talking about? Pay that fee.
Church, ain't it, man? Y'all know what to do. Y'all live on Church Radio. Can't hate you, change haters, man. I see we got callers coming in. Calling in right now before I accept the first caller. Just to get everybody, catch everybody up to date, today's topic is, should Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford be released from federal prison? Just like I said, you know, like I said, they just released them from lockup into regular general population. Considering the violence that's going on, considering the numbers that that organization considering they have, you know what I mean? I don't know if y'all did any statistics, but I'd really like to read off of a little statistics, but we're going to get to the first caller just so we can try to get through the show real smooth, okay? Yo, yo, you live on Church Radio, you can speak.
Yeah, I was calling in to talk about the topic of the day.
Yeah, where you from?
I'm from Elgin, Illinois.
You from Elgin? Ooh, okay, what part of Elgin?
from the west side of Elgin.
Well, okay. Well, on today's topic is, should Larry Hoover or Jeff Ford be released from federal prison? You say you calling me in. What was your take on it?
I feel like them brothers will definitely have an impact on a lot of guys out here, you know, as far as stopping all the nonsense violence, because we losing a lot of kids to the streets, man, you know, and guys like myself and guys like across the whole world, you know, we respect the old man, we respect Larry as much as we respect Jeff, you know, and I think them guys should be free, man. I mean, I think them guys paid their debt to society. I feel like them brothers should be free to help the community, because if guys really pay attention, a lot of things start going wrong when they took these guys out of the community, you know, because what people don't understand, man, them guys brought a lot of positivity to a lot of neighborhoods, man, and we just need guys like Larry Hoover and Jeff out on the streets, man, you know, just to get some things back right as far as, you know, doing positive things in the community, reaching the people, you know, out here speaking to the kids, man, you know, that's what we need out here. We need them brothers out.
Okay. Hey, this is President. I'm the co-host with Church Radio. I wanted to ask you, do you honestly think that some guys that started that much trouble and put that much chaos on the streets, releasing them, do you think those gangs would feel like they got more power now and it would bring a negative impact?
You know, I think, you know, a lot of people would feel like it, you know, negativity would be involved, man. But, you know, I mean, being incarcerated this much time and still having that much impact and influence over people, man, I feel like, you know, can't nothing but positive come up out of that, you know. As much as chaos as they brought to the neighborhoods, man, they brought just as much positivity to the neighborhood as far as things like 21st Century Vote, when they got brothers out here, you know, to start voting, man, you know, things like that, you know, doing community service in the neighborhoods, you know, helping just put food on people's tables and things of that nature, making guys aware of, you know, that education is important and being a leader in your community, man. You know, these guys talk as much as those good things as you know, people can say bad. You know, they did that. Education, you know, having guys be politically aware, you know, things like that, man.
So you feel like it's a Stanley Tookie Williams effect, that they can bring more positive by them going through that, getting older and seeing it. That lifestyle is not going to end up nowhere but dead or in jail. You feel like that they can bring that impact to the street more than negativity.
Absolutely. I mean, because you know, who better to get a message from than a person who's been through something? You know, you can't learn nothing from a guy that ain't been through nothing. They've been through it inside and out.
Right. If you look at it as a standpoint of the way the people that don't indulge into that has never indulged into the gang life or gang activity or the organization life or any of this, and they look at it as is, y'all got rapists, killers, murderers, y'all got people out here doing all type of things up under the name of these organizations that these boys are running, like the gangsters and the Black T-Stones. I mean, what would you say as far as I mean, the way them people perceive it? I mean, the thing is, they're talking about they want to get these guys out of jail, but you have to realize the number of crimes that are committed up under the names of these organizations that these dudes are controlling. What's your take on that?
Okay, you know, then if people look at it from that standpoint, then you have to look at society as a whole then, right? Because you have people from all walks of life that commit, you know, the exact amount of same crimes. And you know, it comes from a judgmental standpoint. You see what I'm saying? Because
society ain't the one that's inside the Colorado. Larry Hoover and Jeff Forty is. So we can't look at it as a society standpoint. We have to really get into exactly the organization of these guys that they were controlling, and these guys, we have to be able to show these people that these organizations can be productive, but they're going to try to shoot down everything that somebody tried to bring positive. Did you want to say something? Hold on one second. I don't mean to cut you off. We also got Juan Barcona. He got a Facebook page I can go on. We talked to him 40 years in the street life. But he has to, we want to weigh in his opinion, his point of view on what we're talking about.
Well, my opinion is that I heard someone use the name Gangster Disciple. That organization had evolved in many ways, their growth and development. Many people went to be entrepreneurs in law enforcement, in the armed service. So you talk about a different man that was locked up some back in the early 70s and a man that in the year 2015, everyone deserves a second chance. Everyone deserves it. Our community is thirsting for leaders. And I believe he would be a positive leader, both of them, due to their past. Everyone grows. The only man that don't grow is a dead man.
Absolutely.
Second chance. Let's say, hey, they had their chance. There's other people that need their chance. What would you say to them people that feel that way?
Well, I would say to those people that feel that way, look at yourself in the mirror. You done have second and third chances yourself.
Well, I mean, if we can get everybody to face the reality that everybody deserves a second chance, and I believe everybody deserves a second chance. I do myself. I mean, I'm a person that has had several chances. But we're talking about two very influential guys that have very control over a mass population of the young and middle age and some older elderly population of America. I mean, we're talking about some heavy guys, and it's really one of those calls where we really just don't know which direction it's going. But we don't want to waste too much of your time. I like you on the show, and I like your conversation. If you don't mind holding, we're going to get one of these songs in, and when we come back, we would love to keep you on the show if that's all right with you. Can you hear me?
No doubt.
I'm still here.
Okay.
And to that other brother, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Say it again.
I was saying to that other brother that's on the show, man, he's absolutely right. You know, I mean, who else can reach the people than the people of the people, you know, that, you know, a lot of times we only can take our advice from people who understand us, you know, people that been where we've been or going or we trying to go, you know. So I think that brother made a very valid point.
That's right. That's right. Hey, we don't want y'all to go nowhere. Y'all live on church radio. We playing the new songs off the YSL Confirmation album. Hey, man, don't go nowhere. The topic of the day should Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford be released. Y'all can call in at 516-418-5501. We live on the air. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Church.
Let's get it. TBG. What the streets been waiting for, man? It's just a warning on this. Ain't even my take. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed. Just bought a bezel and that bitch is be on Shammo. So I be ballin' like it's Katie at the land. Oh yeah, these niggas better not disrespect. Let they wanna hear the fucking sound of this fucking tech. Like black, brrrat, brrrat, that, that. Brrrat, 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 that, that. You know I'm wildin' with my set. I be running through that jungle, send them lions at your neck. And my whole team be gorillas, we don't need no fucking vet. If a nigga sneak, this team we gon' put his ass in check. When I shoot, I never miss, so pussy better wear a vest. You either ran or you die, nothing more, nothing less. About to take over the game, so it's motherfucker rest. I'm a demon on this beat, they say I ride like I'm possessed. About to call my nigga Diddy, put these tats all on my top. And my daddy said, kill him. That's my nigga Nate, you talking money, then I'm rancid. Like, yeah, tell me shut, we got these pussy niggas.
Montana. I'm all right. Live, y'all live on Church Radio. This is your boy G. Good, the governor. Today's topic is, should Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford be released from federal prison? I got a brother out of Elgin, Illinois, saying that, yeah, he thinks they should, that that it would be positive, and that it would probably help the community. This is going to be a big topic that as they start in the petition for his release. I'm pretty sure this is going to end up being a nice big topic. We definitely going to watch over. The petitions work. They got him out of 24-hour lockdown. They got him in general population. It worked. I mean, and we all know that Larry Hoover was in confinement well over long ago. If you know anything about the federal system, you're only supposed to be in anywhere from 18 to 36 months before you are able to drop down security levels. Every 18 months, your security level drops. If they were really playing with Larry Hoover the right way, he should already be in a medium, or even in some cases a low. If y'all know anything about ADX, it's America's top federal prison in the mountains, in the middle of the mountains of Denver. I mean, not of Denver, but in Colorado, in the city of Florence. It's a federal complex of a camp, medium, satellite camp, and medium, and a federal prison, and it also has ADX. So let me give y'all a difference. Let me understand the difference. A federal prison high is you know, 3-4 offenses, you know, round-the-clock guards, and, you know, basically 23-hour lockdown. ADX is no, you cannot get out. Everything is in your cell. You read in your mail from a projector. You eat. You only can deal with two officers for several years of your stay there. So, I mean, it's pretty hard. You know what I mean? And they do that for security purposes. Y'all can call in at 516-418-5501. Should Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford be released from federal prison is our topic for today. We don't want y'all to go nowhere. We're breathing through these songs on the mix album. That's where I get my check at. Church.
100. Yeah. No. My time for the pimping, man. Very few can relate. I wasn't raised this way. I was made this way. You know? Something to me, man, it's in a bitch. Got my paper, I need all that. Bitch stacks, ho. 100.
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly.
Blessed with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
But I only pimp see two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, the about the game and the game.
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly.
Blessed with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
But my nigga TC, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, the about the game and the game. I'm a die.
Slicker than your average. Niggas be kicking on these hoes and I'm mashing. Money stacking, finessing this game with such a passion. Macking on any giving up action, fulfilling what they be lacking. This pure game in bad shape and it shows. With the recklessness and lack of discipline of these motherfucking hoes. And y'all know that this isn't got me hella straight, forever paid. I put a biz down in the Everglade for the pay. Niggas, niggas, bitches stay going hard for the case. They see me in town having shit my way. Police investigate, build the case, what it pays or escape. Back up to my show to a different state. Plus, see the nigga sink on the drink. Big rims, skinny paint. You thinking it's sweet, but it ain't. Fuck around and get shot. Trying to plot hollow heads in the glass. Realism never stop. Bitch, I got it from my pop. I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly.
Blessed with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
But I only pimp see two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, the about the game and the game.
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly.
Laced with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
For my nigga TC, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, the about the game in the game, I'ma die.
Slicker than your mister, get him on the phone. Look, homie, I got the bitch, bro. Gorgeous for the record, and this sitting
is a servant. Now let's see if you pimpin' or you motherfucking purpin'. Cause one thing I know, I'm a master and a hoe, bitch. Come around me, she gon' have my dough. And really don't change some more, Anything less than I will not go. Plus these niggas that be poppin', man, they really need to stop it. I be mashing for my rations, really breaking bitches' pockets in this game. These 12 hoes tryna fall in love with me. Take a nigga out the game, you know what hubby means. Say shawty, it's only one way to fuck with me. You gotta be on one so we could live this life of luxury. I've been down too many days to be played. And I only have a bitch if she try to see me paid. Pippin' out the sacred. Say bitch, I charge two lives for that paycheck. I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly. Blessed with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny. But I only pimp C, two fingers in the sky. Bread in the game, be about a game in the game. I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly. Laced with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny. But my nigga TC, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, be about a game in the game.
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly. Bread in the game, live by the game, and the game I'ma die.
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch, and I was born fly.
For my nigga TC, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, live by the game, and the game I'ma die.
Look at some ice soap, strippers wanna cut, but I only want a one night show. Raised in the bottom, but a bitch show me the top. Only cause she wanna fuck with me and give a nigga top. I told her I was born fly, got that from my nigga Gorgeous. Real player shit, we pull up in them twin Porsches. Only keep a bitch if she making a nigga cash. She could be a working woman or a hoe that's selling ass. I be mashing on these hoes, lay the game down quick. Pass it to my nigga Bill, so he call me my bitch. I be dogging these hoes, bitch, I'm a pit bull. Pockets only half filled, but they tryna get full. Shawty, what you wanna do? Cause I'm tryna get paid. I ain't rich enough to be a nigga tryna get laid. You could be my man, and numbers don't lie. I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly. Yeah,
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly.
Blessed with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
But I only pimp C, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, be about the game in the game.
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch and I was born fly.
Laced with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
For my nigga TC, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, be about the game in the game. I'ma die.
Church, ain't it, man? Y'all live on Church Radio. This your boy, G-Gur, the governor. Today's topic is Larry Hoover and Jeff Fort be released from federal prison. That's today's topic. Got my man out of Elgin. He on the line, too. We ain't forget about you. We see you there. We'll get into the topic in a minute. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Church. Nah.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is your bitch listening? Because I wanted to hear my voice clear. It's the player of the year. What up, Web? Hey. You back in this bitch again? Well, can I introduce myself first? At least?
Well, it's that charismatic player that your girlfriend like. She get excited every time she hear me on this mic. She pay $1,000 to be around me just one night. And you the reason she said fuck me and almost turned dyke. I take a hen and pineapple, bitch, I don't drink Sprite. While I blow cigar smoke, bitch, I'm gon' take flight. I man handle people's minds every time I write. A broke bitch, now that shit
that I don't like.
I don't have a girlfriend or a sideline chick. I'm real confident, so I don't have to hide my chick. And I'm pimping for real, so I got my chick. Go buy a brand new car, cause you can't ride my dick. Oh, I'm attracted to the money, no, I don't want kids. But I appreciate this new Rolex that's on my wrist. I got priorities, ho. See, it ain't all about Chris. I paid my mama life bill soon as I broke that bitch.
See, everything I do is better than I ever did before. Right. I'm a boss, I got employees, better let that nigga know. You if your bitch doing some shit that she ain't never did before, you better let that nigga go. Over here we getting dough. Got so many damn problems, but them bitches not included. You wanna get rich, then I'ma give your ass a blueprint. My ways and some new shit, make a bitch say oh shit. Ooh. My lot is taking steps, say this is all some true shit.
See, I hustle every day like I don't have $2. And don't have nothing for a bitch, so I can't give two fucks. Yeah, I send them on their way and tell a bitch good luck.
pockets are blue, you can see this shit come through my pants. Run up the band.
Appreciate the hate, nigga, go get you some money. You just accept that when you great, niggas ain't talking about nothing. Walk around like a king, you know that gold be heavy. All them hoes be ready, style phone cup for my baby.
To take
some type of chances, you know, because we got 9-year-old kids out here getting killed, man. And you know what I mean? There has to be some answer, you know. There has to be some kind of way, you know. Because we have a lot of leaders on the streets that speak truth, you know, and it's trying to solve the situation. But at the same time, people like what they can relate to, you know, and that goes for music, the way you live, and everything. So you tend to follow the direction of a person who's been there. So who has a greater voice, especially in the city of Chicago, than a Jeff Ford, than a Larry Hoover? You know what I mean? What would it hurt to give it a chance, you know?
Right. Right. Well, you know, this seems like something. This is, like I said, the petition is getting ready to roll out. They're really fighting for these brothers' relief. You know, the only thing I can really say is, man, you know, I hate the fact that people are judged as a whole. You know, like when you hear some people make racist remarks, they say, "Oh, those black people," or "Oh, those white people," you know, and when Larry Hoover, a lot of his indictment was even based upon, even though he did a lot of faulty wiretaps, but it was also based upon a lot of the activity that those guys were doing out there, and I mean, this is a situation to where we looking at, man, two guys that's been locked down a real long time. It's not society that these dudes would be productive to be here.
You know, not to cut you off, brother, the piggyback off those wiretaps. If people really, you know, if people listen to some of the wiretaps where Larry said some things, how he wanted to get away from illegal activity permanently, right? Because he was trying to take his organization into a positive direction, just like that brother said. You know, you have guys who have, I mean, successful careers in all different lanes, but they come from what they come from. Some come from growth and development. Some come from Black Peacestones. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think we should just take a look at the positive. People draw to negative so much instead of saying, let's look at what he's done to change people. You know, just the things he said, you know, to change people.
I'm in Texas, and I run into a lot of guys out here from Chicago, and you see them, and they work in good jobs. And, you know, I like this thing. And I've been seeing a Dallas police that was out there, G, from Chicago. And it's absolutely for me, because I said, wow, I said, you know, and dude, you know, he acknowledged that he was a GD, but he had growth and development. He had himself, he was really moving towards a real positive division. You know what I mean? Exactly what we all striving for. But it's
absolutely
it's way more out here doing bad up under that name than doing good. And
I think that hinders those two guys so much, because, you know, people say they represent what he represents, and they're doing negative. So you're not really representing growth and development. You represent, you know, you got guys out here representing things they have no clue about, and that really hinders, you know, the organization as a whole, and then it falls all back to them. You know, they have to swallow that pill for another knucklehead that really has no idea where he's going, no direction in life, just out here doing lunacy, you know. And that's a whole problem within itself.
Right, right. Well, what about Jeff Ford? We spent a lot of time talking about Larry. What about Jeff Ford, a person that's been accused of embezzling money from the government and conspiring to blow down a United States jet line. What about guys like that that's sitting in prison with those type of jackets? I mean, do you think like that deserve a second chance too?
Absolutely. I mean, you can say, yeah, he did heinous crimes. You know, they accused him of trying to buy rocket launchers from the government and things of that nature. But what about the great things he did for the community? You're talking about people who put stores in communities, man, who made sure kids got the schools safe, you know, who was all about his culture and his people. You know, what about those positive things that never get talked about?
Hey, you're right. But listen, hold up. You say a guy that conspired with another government to blow down a commercial airliner, you feel like he deserves a second chance.
Good people. That's my
question. What about Bin Laden? Did he deserve a chance?
I can't speak about Bin Laden, brother. You know what I'm saying? And you make a great example. This guy conspired to shoot an airline, you know. But, man, if anybody know, you know, confinement changes a person, man. You know, you have to really, I think you would have to really take a look at where these guys are at today. You know?
I tell you, like, confinement didn't change those faces, kind of thing.
You know, because I don't think he would. I think if he was released today, I don't even think that he was even. You know, I don't even think.
That's why I said
something like
the
that.
The topic is too narrow to just for being released. But I noticed we get a lot of concentration on COVID. And that's what the reason why I even came up with Jeff Ford, because none of them was concentrating on that maneuver line. We also have another guy here, Jeff Ford. This guy has been charged with a threat. Now, let's keep it real now. We know we deal with the United States government, and they can make you look like anything they want you to make you look like. And,
yes, absolutely.
You know, and they did try to sell him. I mean, they sold him a fake bomb that didn't even work. It wasn't a little bit of trapment involved in this. But at the same time, the mind state that it takes to go seek trouble. That, I mean, that takes a lot of work to do, Jack. You know what I mean? And this man was willing to blow up a commercial airliner that was full of innocent people with just, I mean, with no regard. And you really feel like a guy like that should actually be released from prison?
I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, we need powerful voices. We need powerful voices that people listen to at the end of the day. You know, we need powerful voices that people listen to at the end of the day because, you know, just like any of us, you know, you're not the same person as you used to be, man. I mean, everybody deserves it. You know what I mean? I don't think they would have I don't think he would have any malice or any cruel intentions if he was released from prison. I think it all would be positive. You know, I think just like anything, you outgrow it, man. He deserves like anybody else. He has a voice. He has a voice that needs to be heard. Powerful voice that needs to be heard. And I think who better than these two guys?
And I can agree with you. He do got a powerful voice. But, you know, we advancing from the 70s, now we advance, I mean, from the 80s, and we advance to 2015, considering the massive amounts of terrorist acts that are going on in the world today. How likely do you think the guy that was trying to make terrorists connect back in the 80s would do today? How successful do you think the Inca Rookins or the Black Feast Rangers would be successful today? These type of connects. We do know that they are targeting American boots and kings here now. You know what I mean? Do you think that you take that opportunity now that the hands is much more easier to get the money on terrorist money? You think he would take that? What do you think about
that? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, let's have
a really, you know, and I. And I could be wrong. And I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong. That's a valid point. But I absolutely think that, you know,
with the terrorists, we got so many different types of terrorist groups now, it would be 100 times more easier now in 2015 to carry out any type of terrorist attacks on America now. But the thing is, that's where his mind was in. You know what I mean? They had more problems with Jeff Fort because he took money from Congress and then walked out in front of Congress and didn't give them back no money or explanation of where the money was spent. They had more of a personal vendetta with Jeff Fort more than just that.
Right, absolutely.
You know, thinking, I would love to see both of these guys be released from prison.
I would too.
Understand the dangerousness of both of them. And I understand the threat. I'm sorry, nothing's dangerous. I understand the threat of both of these guys. And the threat, and they have what you call a civil threat. And they also have what you call a government threat. We're talking about two highly powerful people. We're talking about a guy, Jeff Fort, that had connections with the United States government, has also connected another government from another country, Libya. Then we're talking about Larry Hoover that has soldiers 600,000 strong worldwide. We are talking about two guys that are very powerful here in this country. And removing both of those guys from federal prison not only have a threat to our streets, but also have a threat to our government. My word to the United States government is release these brothers. As far as the Martin Luther Kings and the Malcolm X's, this is what we have left of those days.
Even if we don't release these brothers, at least let their voices be heard. Give them that much. At least let their voices be heard because they have powerful words, right? They have to be powerful because you have people who live and die by their vision to this day, right? I mean, the people that really live it, you know, they really carry it with them. So at least let their voices be heard if we can't free them, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Because at the end of the day, man, we can't always pay attention to the messenger. We need a message. Everybody needs a good message to send them in a good direction. These guys not only had the power to change one or two lives, man, you talk about people that could shake a whole community, man, and make everybody stand up and walk right. And pay attention to what's going on because a lot of people ain't paying attention to what's going on, and that's why we losing lives,
that's
man,
right.
Innocent lives, young lives, and everything. So at least let their voices be heard, man.
That's right. As I was saying, you know, from the communities from all over the United States and all over the world with these brothers are touching. I mean, we ask the United States government to release these brothers. If it's on certain type of conditions, if it's on leg monitors, if it's on 24-hour monitoring, let that be. Give these brothers a chance. I think for anybody to be locked up 50 years, well, at the time that these guys have been locked up, I think it's inhumane, man. It's not. For the crime that they committed. If y'all are scared of the power, we understand. We can understand that these brothers hold a lot of power in their hands. But if y'all are for the positive and y'all are for, and if y'all believe in y'all rehabilitation system that y'all have created, we'll then release these brothers. But if y'all,
you know, like you said, at least release them with contingencies. We can respect that. Release them with stipulations. We can respect that. But we ask in America, man, let their voices be heard, man, because, you know, they don't understand. When somebody in the streets of Chicago loses a son, you know, we all lose a son, man, because we all are the same culture and the same community, man, you know, no matter where we're from. You know, when we see each other, we recognize each other, and This is important, man. Y'all brought up a good topic. I'm glad y'all brought it up. You know what I'm saying? And I just really, really, really wish, you know, because the first time I really heard of it by a big name was by the Minister Farrakhan. You know, he was stressing, release these brothers. Because, you know, when you take the parent out of the house, you know, the kids are going to live in kamikaze. You know the old saying, you cut the head off and the body will fall. Well, the body has failed and it needs a head. It needs to be put back in place. The structure that has been damaged needs to be restructured. And, you know, and who better to restructure than the person who had the structure in place in the beginning? Who else?
That's right. That's
you
right.
Can't take, you can't, right. I can't take advice from a person who ain't never walked where I walked or been where I've been. You don't understand me. So what are you saying
right.
is really, you only saying it to be politically correct or get more money, as we all know what the politicians are about. You know, how many of them really care about what's going on? You feel me? Chicago is going crazy right now because they're about to release a video, you know, of a kid getting shot 16 times that they kept, you know, for a whole year.
Mm.
They're in fear of another person. You know what I'm saying? So
I heard about that.
There needs to be control. You know what I mean? And it's, and there can't be control by someone who hasn't been there, who doesn't understand. You know, what the old man called the struggle. You don't know about it. I can't even take your advice. You can't tell me, you know, you can't tell me something that you have no idea about. But, you know, it's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, they shooting movies about it, Spike Lee, because it done caught his attention. It's been caught, you know, worldwide. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Who better?
That's right. That's right. Hey, man, what's your name?
Excuse me?
What's your name? What's your name?
Man, they call me Outlaw.
Outlaw? Hey, man, I really appreciate you calling me in the Church Radio, man. Fortunately, we got 6 minutes left for the show, man.
All right,
hey, man. You got a Facebook page or something?
Yeah, man, I'm a Robert Outlaw on Facebook. You know, leave a comment.
Outlaw.
Come holler at me. Robert Outlaw.
Robert Outlaw. Man, come on, man.
Huh?
I went to school with you in the seventh grade.
No doubt, G Gov. I know you. That's why I'm supporting your radio. You had a good topic. Much love,
man,
brother.
Man, what's up with you, man? How your brother Randy doing?
Man, everything good out here, man. We all good, you know.
Hey, whether y'all know it or not, man, this is a dude I went to school with in the seventh grade, man. Youngster, man, we were kids.
No doubt, brother. You already know it's good to hear from you, man.
Hey, man, for real. Hey, I'm finna get in your inbox, man. I appreciate you
no
calling
doubt.
In. I'm gonna be in your inbox in about 1 minute and 30 seconds.
No
right.
doubt, brother. Stay up, love.
All right, much love. All right. Hey, man, this is man, G-Gun, the governor, man. Y'all live on Church Radio. Can't hang you, change haters. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, man. We got 5 minutes left for the show. Hey, man, I appreciate my man calling in, Robert Outlaw, man. Hey, y'all can leave a comment on the Facebook page, on Church Radio Facebook page, should Larry Hoover or Jeff Ford be released. Hey, man, it's real, and the movement is getting ready to take place. We'll be back. Love, peace, and a little bit of hat grease. Church.
It's not too many niggas dropping shit like this, but very few niggas talk down on a bitch. Brush teeth, lace up my bankroll, stay on deck, and every president face up, Benjamin and Andrew.
shoes, they on me like tattoos. Lame niggas can't keep cash, cause lame niggas make trick moves. I'm in the club, but I don't tip. Get chose, I flip script. Y'all niggas gon' make it rain. My bitches gon' get wet. My bitches gon' network. My bitches gon' get work. Some niggas don't like that. Fuck you, you hurt. TP, MG, this right here a new day. Top up on that drop top, that bitch look like a toupee. Big bag of that green shit, like my name was Jose. But it's not for distribution, I smoke good.
It's not too many niggas dropping shit like this. But very few niggas soft down on a bitch. Get back to reality, get up on that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga, everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the fussing. $100 bills, nigga, that's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga, we busting.
I'm in the backseat of the Phantom and I'm pouring up Dawn. I got a couple bad girls, one black and one blonde. Seems this night about to turn into fun. Got some bottles in the trunk, get some kush for your lung. She got a sign on her forehead, I wanna have fun. I got a sign on my dick, I'll make you come. This a nightcap, ladies, we gon' tear that room up. This the governor, baby, I'll pound that ass up. Feel like you got hit by a fucking Mack truck. That's what you get for backing that ass up. Which reminds me of this cat last week's name, I ain't gonna mention his name cause it tastes like, He a mismatched stock nigga mixed on up. He tried to get the governor some mixed up stuff. I'm a snitch, I'm a rat, well you need to prove that. Got some folks on your line and they don't approve of
it's
that.
It's not too many niggas dropping shit like this. But very few niggas soft down on a bitch. Get back to reality, get up off that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga, everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the fussing. $100 bills, nigga, that's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga, we busting. Bang!
Money.